Welcome back, everybody. You're tuning in to Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is What's Your Perspective? And later on, we're going to talk about local indie alternative rock band, The Village Sticks. Today's topic is one that we could probably talk about for weeks, if not for the rest of the year, and not have a definite end to the conversation. And what I mean is, there's a lot of possibilities in the realm of perception that we could speak on and never really quite scratch the surface of what it's all about. And metaphysically, it's one of those topics where there's no concrete answer and how to really go about it. In this podcast, what I want to talk about is how you yourself perceive the world and how you can ultimately make decisions that can be positive or negative in your everyday life. Aldous Huxley once said, "There are things known and there are things unknown, and in between are the doors of perception." I think what Aldous Huxley was trying to say is that no matter what we know, what we come to know, or what we will never know, ultimately we pan the way life is with our own perception of reality. The way you see life is different than how I see life. The way I go about life is different than how any stranger that I would meet on the street would go about life. And it's all made up by our experiences in this life, which ultimately make up our perception. Now, you probably would say, Ryan, this is a very broad topic that you could really go in each different direction with. Ultimately, and you're right, this is a very broad topic, and you could go in any direction with it in a metaphysical sense. And the fact is, what I want to ask all of you is your perception of life one that challenges you to see in a way that inspires you, or is your perception one that causes you to look at life in defeat? You know, ultimately, I think success comes through the eyes of a person's perception and how they view the world. And personally, from what I've seen with a lot of people who have tremendous success in many things, is ultimately it comes down to how they view the world, how they view their circumstances, and how they go about the everyday challenges that come about. What I want to bring to attention to all of you is that no matter what you're going through, you have the choice every day to make. Either you're going to fight or flight, or to run or to face it head on. And ultimately, it's your choice. And I want to inspire you all to go after what really matters to you. And even if there's failure that comes along, don't be afraid to get back up and keep trying. Because ultimately, you fail 1,000 times before you achieve what you really want. But it's that one time where you get back up and try again to where that's the one time that will make the difference and where you are successful. And how you perceive this reality boils down to how you really want to see it. Do you really want this life to be what you make it? And I ask that whether you take that into consideration of it being positive or negative, it's ultimately your choice. And as I said, yeah, this is a very broad topic, but ultimately you make the decision to choose whether you're going to make the best of it or lay down and be defeated. But ultimately, you have to ask yourself, what's your perspective and how can I make the most of this life? And to be honest with you all, I believe you can do it. Coming from me personally, if I can be transparent, I used to live life defeated, And a lot of that was because I viewed it in such a pessimistic way, and I was bitter. I allowed my bitterness to make this perception of reality something that really isn't the case, and I wasn't living to my absolute potential. You know, I still am not at my absolute potential, but every day I'm trying, and it's a lot better than what I was when I was bitter. But it all came when I decided to change my perspective on life and how to go about it. So there again, I ask you the simple question, what's your perspective? We're going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, we'll be talking about the local indie alternative rock band, The Village Sticks. Stay tuned.
Your hometown spirits got me down. Since we were kids kicking in the playground, I know it's not your first time around. So I'll play it cool.
What you just heard is the opening track to the debut EP Spirits by local band Village Sticks. I remember the first time I saw Village Sticks, and it was at Metro back in November 2017 when they played with a band called The Wolves, who are from Milledgeville, Georgia. And they closed out the show, and let me tell you, I will never forget that night because it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship that I still hold to this day with those guys. Village Sticks incorporates frontman Ethan Balducci, bass player Ethan Stallings, lead guitar player Zach Heppert, and drummer Andrew Fowler. The first time I heard about Village Sticks was actually when I first started my band, Fenwick, with a drummer we picked up even before the actual inception of Fenwick. This drummer, he told us that our style reminded him a lot of Village Sticks, and I was wondering, you know, that was the first time I ever heard about Village Sticks, and I was like, who is Village Sticks? So when, later on, when I figured out who they were and I listened to their music, I was thinking, oh, these guys sound pretty good. I need to go catch them live. But come to find out, when I actually saw them live for the first time in Metro, I was blown away by how awesome their stage chemistry is. Out of any band in Augusta, I can hands down say that Village Sticks has the best stage chemistry between each other out of any other band that I've seen in the local area. And I think a lot of that has to do with the offstage chemistry that the guys hold. The four guys are very close. They're very good friends. Three of the four practically grew up together in Alleluia, which is a school not too far from where I live in South Augusta. And the guys practice pretty close to where I live too. And the guys have always been close. I've noticed that. And that's really cool to me. One band that really sticks out to me that is very similar to Village Sticks is a band that I think we all know about, Kings of Leon. And their styles are very similar. You know, Kings of Leon, if you don't know, they're made up of three brothers and one cousin. And you could definitely tell there's onstage chemistry between those four guys. And it's very similar with the Village Sticks. I feel that stage chemistry. And it's very prevalent because these guys, they make their parts to where it's like a puzzle piece. You take one out, it doesn't complete the puzzle, but you put them all together, and sure enough, you have a awesome work of music. And that's what I like about the Village Sticks is they're very harmonious in their style. They're very melodic in how they write their music, and I've seen them plenty of times, and they're dear friends of mine. One funny story that I have of Village Sticks, I remember I went to go see them at Wild Wings a while back, and they put on a great show. I definitely enjoyed it. It was definitely one of the best shows I've seen them do. And after they got done, you know, I helped them load up and everything else, and they asked me, what's your plans for the rest of the night, man? And I was like, I'm not really doing much of anything. And they're like, come on, man. Come live the rock and roll lifestyle with me. And I'm sure if any of the four are listening to this, they could probably guess which one said that. But I said, of course, I'll come with y'all. And we go to one of their friend's house. And we had a little bit of liquor and some beers. And I got to talk to the guys and really got to know them. And really got to dig deep and know what their influences and their music was. And come to find out, they are big Kings of Leon fan. Big fans of Hippocampus. The Killers. Basically, any type of music that comes from the vibey, indie alternative rock type of sound, they pretty much have an influence under. And I really got to know them that night, and that's when I really got close with Andrew Fowler, and I really got to know the inception of the band itself. And it's very interesting, just hearing how majority of them grew up together, going to school and going to church together, and they basically formed a band off of friendship. And that's a very beautiful thing when you have a band that the inception comes from a long-term friendship and childhood friendship that you've had growing up. And I gotta say, after hearing Village Dicks over time, I can definitely tell the guys have grown in their sound and really got to know each other, not just as musicians, but as friends. And I encourage anyone, if you're out and about and Village Dicks is playing, go check them out. They're on iTunes, they're on Spotify, whatever suits your social platform needs, they have it. Go check out Spirits, that's their EP they released in 2018. And they have a new single coming out pretty soon, so stay tuned. And once again, thank you for joining me with my podcast. This is Village Dicks, and of course, ask yourself, what's your perspective? I'm signing off with this podcast. This is your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. See you next time.